wide-eyed, at the sword hilt. "What is it?" she asked, when he did not move.
"It's... by the High Lord, lady, where did you come by that sword?"
It was more accusation than question. His eyes blazed with anger. "It was a gift," she said, watching him closely. "It was given me by Duke Phelan of Saya. It was his wife's sword."
"Phelan of Saya," he muttered.
Then he looked closely at the sword hilt again.
"Lady, my pardon, but does this sword have runes on the blade?"
"Yes," said Pock slowly. "What?
How old is this Phelan of Saya? Is he a very old man, as old as I?"
"By no means. He is of middle age, perhaps 50.
"And you say this was his wife's sword? How did she come by it?"
Pox began to feel a little annoyance at all these questions, but Jorium's face was honest. "All I know of it, Jorium, is what I was told. It was his wife's sword, and was recovered after her death in battle against orcs. She was killed some 15 years ago. Those who told me are as honest as anyone I know, and I am a paladin. Now, why do you ask these things? Do you know more of this blade than that?" Jorium's face contracted to a mass of wrinkles. He shook his head slowly, but answered,
"Lady, I can scarce believe my eyes, but if the runes are the same, this sword comes from this hall, from the queen's hand, I would have said, many years ago."
"What?"
"Yes, lady. You would not be old enough to remember. You may never have heard. But when I was a young man, in service here, that king ruling was the older half-brother of our present king. He married Elven, in the old way, to restore the Tague sense to the ruling line."
Jorium looked at her doubtfully.
"You are not afraid of elves, are you, lady? Some guardsmen are."
"I am not," said Pox. "I have friends among the true elves, and I spent some time with your rangers in the south. I respect the Tague of tree and forest, and the Tague of the kingdom." He nodded, satisfied.
"Well, then, perhaps the rangers told you of it. Leonya is both elf and human, kingdom and holder, root and branch, and in health it is ruled by someone who can sense the shift of Tague directly. The old king, Falkyrie's father and this king's father too, of course. His first wife was part elven, and so Falkyrie had enough Tague sense, but just enough. He was wise to marry Elven, whatever they said afterwards. Their son showed such ability early, and their daughter too, poor lass."
"But what happened to them, the son and daughter? Or does the throne go to brothers before children?" Pox wondered if the old man were mixed in his wits, for so far the tale didn't sound like that she'd heard from others.
"No, that's what I'm telling you. This king, and the one before, are from a different mother. Half-brothers to Falkyrie. The old king's second wife was all human. He didn't think it mattered, with Falkyrie healthy and betrothed to a full elf. Anyway, when the first two children were born and weaned, the queen desired to take her son to see her own people. Some kind of elven ceremony, I don't know. I was too young to be told much. So the queen and the prince left Chea for the lady's forest, leaving the princess here with the king, and they were attacked in the forest near the border and killed."
"Killed?" So it was the same story, but told from a different view.
"Yes. When nothing was heard for too long,